hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. It is Friday, folks. It is the 11th day of January 2007. I watched the debates last night. I am not a happy camper today. Carl Cameron, by the way, slipped in the thing about all the 9/11 truthers. I think this is the first question that was asked of Mr. Ron Paul during that debate. And he was damned if he did and damned if he didn't. Excuse me. He was caught between a rock and a hard place. And people have got to understand, what Ron Paul knows about 9/11 and what he doesn't know about doesn't matter at this point. And I see people use this as an excuse, well, he's not an honorable guy because he won't talk about the buildings in New York. He won't talk about what we really haven't proved, but he won't speak about it in front of a national audience. While the entire mechanism, folks, everybody wants to see Ron Paul die. So what is he to do? Put the political noose around his neck so we can say that he gave it a good try, and by golly, he stuck up for the 9/11 truthers, but it cost him the election. You know, people have got to wise up to what is going on. Ron Paul has had a hard enough time as it is. CNN this morning, I caught them with a story about Ron Paul being connected to skinheads and Nazis, coming off of an old newsletter of some sort. I don't even know, but it is basically pumped up BS. They're laughing at this guy on stage. The reason they're laughing, it's a nervous laugh. But they want Ron Paul to go away so we can have another election about personalities and who does the best one-liners and their campaign promises of what they're going to do when they get to Washington, D.C. Yada, 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 yada. You may notice a sarcastic and a little edge to my tone today. Quite frankly, I'm getting fed up with people that can't think past the end of their nose. That they want it their way, and if they don't have it their way, they're going to pick up their marbles and they're going to go home. Well, go ahead. Go home. Because I guarantee you one thing. If this guy is not elected as president of the United States, your marbles are all you're going to have. Because you're not going to have a home to take them to. Unless you're well insulated enough to ride through a depression that's probably going to last in this country 10 years, if not longer. And I'm being kind. I'm looking at 29. And we were not in not even 0.1%, the position we were in 1929. So 10 years, that's a blue sky estimate, folks. We may never come back from what...
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Probably recognize Cleon Skousen. Well, Cleon has since left us, but Joel has picked up where Cleon left off. He says we live in a fractured society, pitting a few million ideologically savvy people against a growing majority of ill-informed voters whose ideas are manipulated by the media. Almost all voters are dissatisfied with the status quo, but often for the wrong reasons. The majority keeps being lured away from limited government by the promise of greater federal health and education benefits. And if that were the solution to galloping inflation, in fact, it is the problem, not the solution. Now, predictably, they always vote for a change. But change never comes. This is because we are rarely presented with a candidate who understands the totality of change necessary. When a candidate like Ron Paul emerges, who really understands the problems and proposes the inevitable tough solutions, he's labeled as a kook or an extremist, but mostly ignored. 2-5% of the nation is able to see through it all, but as we found out in the New Hampshire primary, it's not enough to overtake the momentum of ignorance within the majority. The system is rigged for secrecy and takes advantage of the average American's dependence upon half-truths and distortions we are fed by the establishment media. Public education and conventional political theory Thus, the typical voter holds an almost infinite variety of ignorant and irrational ideas about both cause and effect of our national crisis, and thus becomes easy prey to false solutions and media manipulations. We saw all things play out in New Hampshire this week, including some last-minute media manipulation and vote fraud, signs that the powers that be, let's just call them the PTBs, are having to scramble to control this race. If the established media does its job right, and if the power brokers have selected an electable candidate with name recognition, charisma, and lack of principles sufficient to follow orders, the election is usually a done deal by the time the early primaries are finished. The anointed ones come from each party, are designated front runners before the primaries, and that is usually enough to sway the voters for the first few primaries to ratify that view. When the media declare the respective winners as unstoppable, having a mandate from the people. This kind of manipulation is possible because in the absence of accurate knowledge and solid reasoning, a significant amount of swing voters tend to follow whoever is perceived to be winning within their general political proclivity, liberal or conservative. Only a small percentage of dedicated liberals on the left and constitutional conservatives on the right understand the actual criteria behind their choices and make decisions based upon that analysis. Only the small percentage of Americans are highly resistant to media bias. Mainstream, soft-thinking liberals and conservatives are easily swayed to some extent because they don't have a good concept of the details either in perception or analysis, which would allow them to see contradictions in what is presented to them. The proof of this sloppy perception and contradictory reasoning among voters was found in a detailed analysis of those who voted for John McCain this week. Incredibly, excuse me one second, folks. I'm going to yell at some personnel here. All right, I just had to yell at the crew because we're testing out some equipment and it's actually coming through the soundproof window and it's a distraction. At any rate, back on track here. Incredibly, John the Surge McCain got a large percentage of votes from those who opposed the war. McCain is the biggest supporter of the war in Iraq. Even more amazing, he got a majority of his votes from those who don't like Mr. Bush. Even though McCain is a solid supporter of President Bush, McCain even got thousands of votes from people who are against illegal immigration and President Bush's amnesty proposals, which McCain has always supported. What were these people thinking? He also got a lot of votes from those who support abortion, even though McCain claims to be pro-life. Perhaps in this case, they correctly noted his support for life was only a token support. In practice, he always says he opposes the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Now, if these voters had exercised even a pittance of rational analysis, they would have selected Ron Paul, the only candidate who's consistently pro-life, anti-war, anti-Bush, anti-New World Order, anti-North American Union, and deficit spending, and has the votes in Congress to prove that, to prove it's just not rhetoric. Why, then, do they not vote for someone eminently qualified that matches their major positions on the issues? Well, I find it hard to believe that they didn't know of Ron Paul, even with the media blackout. Perhaps they were swayed by a combination of propaganda that Ron Paul can't win, a kind of self-fulfilling media prophecy when Paul is denied coverage, and a flurry of reactionary hate Romney sentiment carefully portrayed as got to vote for McCain. Some of these independents voted for McCain because they still perceived him as the competitor of Bush, as in 2004 primary, which, by the way, McCain won, which is bad thinking, equally bad perception. Even if they had only followed the establishment news this past year, they would have seen that McCain was and still is in lockstep with the Bush administration. Lastly, many surely reacted positively to the swarm of newspaper endorsements for McCain that came out of nowhere in a strangely unanimous boost for McCain. And no one else, even as his campaign was moribund and dying, this was bandwagon politics creating an artificial surge, and it worked. The miraculous comeback of John McCain was pure manipulation. Naturally, funding to his campaign by major corporations has also miraculously come back out of nowhere to give McCain new millions to spend for promotion. Now, the establishment push for Huckabee in Iowa was done strictly to defeat Romney, not because they liked this evangelical populist, even though he did do everything his liberal advisors induced him to do as governor of Arkansas. Huckabee is not electable nationwide and will soon be discarded by the promoters. What is also hypocritical, but not unexpected, is that the media has not picked up on the swift boat type of attacks on McCain that are swarming the internet. The media is obviously protecting McCain's phony war hero reputation from the attacks of his fellow veterans and POWs who charge McCain with collaborating with the enemy in prison and refusing to support the breaking of our own government's veil of secrecy surrounding America's abandonment of the POW MIAs in Southeast Asia after the Vietnam War. In the 2004 election, Vietnam swift boat veteran attacked John Kerry's claims to heroism in that war with devastating effect, thanks to the media making it a huge issue. In contrary manner, they are choosing not to give a voice to McCain's detractors. The media promoted the attack on Kerry in 2004 because the establishment had ordained Bush to win and needed to undermine the appeal of Kerry. By the way, I might add here, yes, and if that doesn't work, just fix the damn vote. Now, McCain is being positioned as a new frontrunner. Don't count on Rudy Giuliani out being just yet. Or outed, I should say. This former Time Man of the Year, by the way, Joel Skousen puts in parentheses for being complicit in the 9/11 cover-up, is still the one they want. Despite the growing public knowledge about his links to corruption, McCain is being pushed forward for now as insurance in case Giuliani is not able to pull out majority victory in Florida and on Super Tuesday. If Giuliani fails to win in those primaries, he will not survive the cut. They want McCain to inherit frontrunner status rather than Romney. Now, for some reason, the establishment is dead set against Romney, even though Romney has surrounded himself with conventional Republican political hacks and even one very bad globalist security advisor. But he isn't the only one. Here's the listing of all the globalist advisors controlling each of the mainstream candidates' campaigns, courtesy of the Washington Post negative commentary added is Joel Skousen's. John McCain, Henry Kissinger, Richard Armitage, former deputy, Secretary of State, covert CIA drug pipeline manager and Bush family ally, Robert McFarlane, Reagan and Bush, national security advisor, Iran-Contra scandal, William Kristol, arch neocon editor of the Weekly Standard, Alexander Haig, the Reagan-Bush Secretary of State, George Shultz, Reagan-Bush Secretary of State, Hoover Institution, Bechtel exec, kingmaker responsible for vetting of George W. Bush prior to recommending him to the establishment for president, Brent Scowcroft, Kissinger associate and national security advisor to Presidents Ford and George H.W. Bush, James Woolsey, former CIA director, Lawrence Eagleburger, Secretary of State under Bush 41, William Ball, diplomat and Reagan administration Secretary of Navy, Colin Powell, Secretary of State under Bush and Army officer who helped cover up the My Lai massacre in Vietnam. Barack Obama, this is a big news, Brzezinski, national security advisor and handler of President Carter, Anthony Lake, Clinton administration national security advisor and president's handler, Sarah Sewall, Clinton's administrative deputy secretary of defense, counterinsurgency czar Richard Clark, Clinton and Bush administration counterterrorism expert Susan Rice, Clinton administration Africa specialist and NSA.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You. Let's continue with Mr. Skousen's list here. Now, I'm naming the candidate and who they're up to their eyeballs with. The same old usual suspects, folks. Hillary Clinton, the cast iron biddy. Well, obviously, Billy Boy is in her camp because Bill would like to be back in the White House. Madeleine Albright. Clinton administration Secretary of State responsible for the globalist intervention in the Balkans, Sandy Berger. Clinton's national security advisor and handler, Richard Holbrooke. UN ambassador General Wesley Clark handled the attack on Serbia and Kosovo. Leslie Gelb, arch-globalist on the Council on Foreign Relations. Former State and Defense Department official Martin Indyk. Clinton administration Israel ambassador, Brookings Institute Strobe Talbert. Second Clinton handler and Deputy Secretary of State creator of Caspian Oil Group, Brookings Institute, Jeffrey Smith, former CIA General Counsel. Rudy Giuliani. Kim Holmes, former George W. Bush Assistant Secretary of State. Louis Free, former FBI Director. Stephen Yates, former Deputy Assistant to Dick Cheney. This guy's name is Podhertz, Norman Podhertz, neocon leader at the Hudson Institute. Kenneth Weinstein, also of the Hudson Institute. Various other neocon advisors from the globalist Hoover Institution and other neocon institutions, too numerous to list. Mike Huckabee. Huckabee has not been forthcoming about his advisors, But what the Post reveals is quite enough. Ed Rollins, Republican political operative sent in to salvage Huckabee's campaign. Just prior to the national media boost, Frank Gaffney, neocon at the CFR, and Center for Security Policy. Let's not forget Richard Haas. John Edwards, Barry Bleekman, Jimmy Carter's assistant director of U.S. Arms Control and Disarmament Agency, founder and chairman of Henry L. Stimson Center, Irving Blickstein, former assistant deputy chief of Naval Operations RAND Corporation, and that reportedly, folks, being a CIA front, Mitt Romney, Coffer Black, former CIA and George W. Bush State Department counterterrorism officer, vice president of Blackwater USA, Alberto Cardenas, lobbyist and former chairman of Florida Republican Party, Roger Noriega, George W. Bush's assistant secretary for Western Hemisphere Affairs, Representative Pete Hoekstra, a Republican out of Michigan, ranking member, House Intelligence Committee. Now, you can tell by the depth of the globalist advisors who is really in the establishment camp. Huckabee, Edwards, Romney have the fewest. McCain, Clinton, and Giuliani have the most and the worst. Obama has the holdovers from the Carter administration, another indication that he may not be the globalist intended winner. Because of the mainstream advisors, Romney's positions are in general alignment with the Bush administration, so why isn't he acceptable to the establishment? Certainly they don't care about his religion, because Romney is not an insider like Giuliani and McCain. They fear that they would have another Reagan on their hands if he got the nomination. Someone they would have to manipulate to work around his basic conservative values, as they did Ronald Reagan. By the way, I told you, let me stop here to drive this point home. I told you folks that I was down at the little deal at the Sheraton, and the keynote address by Dr. Arthur Laffer, and he served as President Reagan's economic advisor for 8 years, and he's the father of supply-side economics, or, if you will, trickle-down economics. What this man did in the second term of Reagan's administration brought in every CFR member he could drag in to Mr. Reagan's influence, sphere of influence. Folks, I am here to tell you I am glad that I am not like others I've seen out there, because this Dr. Arthur Laffer need to be drug out in back of the hotel down by the river and have the snot beat out of him for being what he is, a traitor to this country, its constitution, and everything that the salt of the earth, mainstream America out here, you and me, folks, that he holds as being laughable. He is a globalist through and through. And when I am this close to these people, it takes everything that I have within me to even restrain myself from saying something. Now, getting back to this article, lest any of you still harbor the misconception that Reagan was a strong ideological conservative, let me set the record straight. Reagan did have basic conservative ideals, but he had a bad habit of compromising those ideals in order to get legislation passed in the Democrat-controlled Congress. His record as governor of California was one of many unwise compromises which carried forward into his presidency. Still, he wasn't a conspiring globalist, and so they had to work hard, really hard, to control him. He was much more compliant after the assassination attempt by CIA patsy John Hinckley Jr. Now, even though, like Reagan, Romney himself isn't a knowing conspirator, he's trying so hard to gain the acceptance of the establishment that his policies end up supporting globalist goals. That's what happens to good men who choose to remain ignorant of conspiracy theories and facts. Romney is, however, much sharper intellectually than Reagan, who could rarely recognize when a speech given to a religious conservative audience on one night was in contradiction to another speech he would give the next day to a liberal audience. We'll take the break. I'll finish this up and go to your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
By the way, I need to say something here about Mr. Romney. Joel Skousen doesn't seem to believe that he's an insider. Well, I would beg to differ. An insider may be of a different sort. Being connected with the Mormon Church, and please do not, I am not in the mood to entertain calls today from people that are Mormons that tell me that the Mormons are not Masons in sheep clothing. Don't even bother today because I will slice you up into little ribbons. Please do not do that today. If you are so blinded by your faith that you can't see who the hierarchy of your church is from the beginning, well, then I cannot help you. Only God can. Pray to him. Don't call me. Getting back to his piece, Romney is as an in-charge professional who can write his own speeches and capable of taking a 100-degree turn if he sees something wrong. That's what they fear. And it's obvious by the barrage of negative press and opinion Romney is getting from the pundits that the word is out, kill Romney's bid. That's not easy to do, however, given Romney's wealth and ability to fund his own campaign. I think the establishment strategy is to hit Romney hard with bad press in the early primaries to get him to quit the race before the convention. For example, the media keeps taking shots at Romney claiming people don't trust him. Well, a lot of people don't trust McCain or Giuliani either, but the media doesn't make an issue of that. Now, it's obvious they are targeting Romney, trying to counter his natural likability. That's also why the media keeps bringing up the anti-Mormon bias of the evangelical Christians, a sad commentary on our nation's state of intolerance for other denominations' sincerely held beliefs. And let me stop again by going against what Mr. Joel Skousen says here in his World Affairs brief. Mitt Romney is an insider, and as I said, of a different sort. Folks, do you understand why the Mormons have a mountain out there hollowed out for their library to collect everything in there? Because they are positioning themselves to take control once this country collapses? Now, whether or not these Masons are in league with the international devil or not is yet to be seen. We are not privy to that information because we are not one of them. But there is enough evidence there to suggest that there is quite possibly a tie. Let me go to the phones here and thank you for holding. Maureen in Arizona. Hello, Maureen.
Hi, John. Well, I'm here to buck you up. I had another take on it last night. I feel that Carl Cameron, Dr. Paul handled him beautifully. You know, he saw right through it. And the government really wasn't involved with 9/11. We, the people, are the government. The people didn't know anything about it. You know, it was a few rogue elements and some kind of an international cabal. But I thought he handled it beautifully. And when he said, would you let me respond to the question that we've been talking about for the last 20 minutes, I mean, he just put them in their place.
He did, and this...
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah.
And then at the end, when he won the debate, 32%, well, poor Hannity, I mean, I thought he was going to have a heart attack. And I thought it was apropos that Ron Paul had somewhere else to go and didn't even bother to come on.
Maureen, there's one thing you have to do, and I know that it's not possible for a lot of people to do this, but, Maureen, you know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what this is looking like and how this is sounding to the uninitiated. The Republican out there that voted for George Bush that was sitting in that audience, they wouldn't know the son of the devil if they tripped over him.
But you see, thank God, John, we do have the internet. And most people, I'm 66 years of age and I'm on the internet. I never go to TV. I go to talk radio and my internet for the news. They're all a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, but
now,
Maureen, let me stop you again. I want to get this into your cranium here so you understand. You're looking at this world through your perception and your understanding of it. I am talking about the generally dumb public that are being asked to cast their vote for Ron Paul. And I understand where you get your news. I understand that you're not mesmerized and mind-controlled by that boob tube with their highly paid and coiffured whores. I understand that. But what I am asking you to do is to try to put yourself in the position of the generally dumb public out there that wouldn't know a golf ball from a basketball if they were hit upside the head with it.
Well, maybe I'm being naive on this, John, and I you know, and you may be right. However, I have great hope that the American people are not as dumb as the New World Order thinks we are.
Maureen?
They just aren't.
For the years remaining in your life, don't bet your life on that.
Oh, John, you're down today, darling.
No, I'm getting really fed up is what I am.
Well, that's what they want you to do, right? And don't let them. Don't let them. I mean, do you think that people, even the dumbest that isn't politically, you know, has any political savvy, do you think they really like when Giuliani snickers like that? Do you think that they really like when McCain puts on his silly face? They know Paul is making sense. When he said that McCain was willing to be in the Middle East, you know, for 100 years, Paul came back and said, how are we going to pay for it? You know, I mean, This is where America votes. America votes her pocketbook. Don't give up on us yet.
Maureen,
I'm telling you, John.
Look, Maureen, I'm a realist. I am, if you will, call me a pragmatist. I am not one of these people that walk around on this planet wearing rose-colored glasses and see the best side of the evil things that I see around me. On the contrary, I am not overly optimistic because I know that I would often be disappointed. So I take that center ground to try to keep myself centered. But I've got to call them as I see them. And it has, whether I'm up today or whether I'm not, doesn't really amount to a hill of beans. What I am trying to relay to this audience out there is we've got a very stupid public that have been trained to follow the mainstream media, trained to follow the politics of these elections. And they are as dumb as a box of rocks. And the unfortunate part about it is they think they're politically savvy, that they think that they know the issues, and they think that they know that they're going to vote for this guy because he's making these promises and he's saying them the right way and he looks the right way and he's been connected the right way, or the pundits are talking about him in the correct way. These people, well, Maureen, don't know anything. And they are standing in a country literally melting down around them, and they're seriously considering other people than Ron Paul. And I'm going to be honest with you today, Maureen. If I had to build a candidate for the office of the presidency, it would not be Ron Paul.
Well, you're going from an image point of view, probably.
I am
right?
Well, not necessarily from an image point of view, but yes, that does have a strong bearing in it. If I could take 20 years off that guy's life, if I could make him a strong orator, if I could get in there and coach him, or hire somebody to coach him to stand up against these whores that are willing to sell America down the river when they get into office. Here's the bottom line on this deal. And we all know how the political system works. They will say anything, do anything, spend any amount of money. They will sell their souls to the people that back them to turn against this country in practice and ideology. They will make their promises. They will go to Washington. I will agree with John McCain last night saying one thing. Hey, you know, you can vote for all this stuff, but what happens when you get to Washington, D.C.? It has happened time after time after time after time, and it is not an accident. It isn't an issue that it is so overwhelming that one man can't do that much in a four-year period. The reality of this is if by some miracle Mr. Paul gets into that Oval Office, what this is going to do is open up the possibility in people's minds, people that have good minds in this country that heretofore would stay away from the political arena as they would a leper colony. But seeing who this guy is and the honesty and the integrity of him, setting the standard of this is what we now need in government. So all of you people out there, next time around in the midterm elections, let me keep hammering the message home to you, because this is what got me elected as president, and this is what we now need in the Senate and the Congress. What we now need is an honest money system that we've been suffering under the globalists and their plans for 100 years in this country, and we are now witnessing the absolute wreaked havoc they have put upon us.
Mm-hmm.
Do I seem a little on edge today? Because I can see. And I am not tainted by emotions here. And coulda, shoulda, woulda, and yeah, let's wave the banners. I'm a good banner waver. But when I see an expenditure of energy that is not going to do a damn thing to change anything, I'm supposed to be happy about it? You see where I'm going, Maureen?
Yeah, I see where you're going. And I'm feeling that you're being just a little bit too negative. First of all, now let me. I've listened to you, and I need you to listen to me. We have two women, granny warriors, who are going up there into New Hampshire, and they're demanding a recount. The man, Albert
You missed
Howard,
the timeline. It was...
has already filed it.
I'm sorry, say again?
He's already filed for a
Stop, Maureen. I'm sorry I talked over you. Who has filed?
His name is Albert Howard.
Okay.
And he's calling for a recount.
Okay.
And Kucinich is calling for a recount on the Democratic side. Now, you might be politically different than Kucinich. However, of all of the Democrats, I think he is a fairly honorable man.
Let me tell you something about Mr. Kucinich. He is exactly that. Did you happen to catch the interview by Bill Moyers with Ron Paul and Mr. Kucinich?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it changed my mind about Dennis Kucinich. There's a lot wrong with Mr. Kucinich. He's got some backward ideas. Obviously, he doesn't believe in that Constitution as Mr. Paul does. But even Ron Paul has regard for Dennis Kucinich because he's a man of his own conviction.
Right, right. And I don't think he would sell himself out. So anyway, now here's the wonderful news. It has gone viral that there is this man named Ken H-A-J-J-R. He's a convicted felon. He was arrested for dealing in cocaine. He was given a sentence and paid a fine. Anyway, he works for LHS, which is a contractor for Diebold. Now, this is the question we need to ask, and I believe that we cut it right at the bud. It's perfect. It's almost like divine intervention. That it is New Hampshire. It's a small state. It won't cost as much, and we can get to the bottom of it. Now, this is a question we need to ask. Why are the exit polls always wrong from where the Diebold machines are used, and not wrong where the hand-counted count or paper ballot is used?
I'm assuming that's a rhetorical question.
Craig Paul Roberts was on another show today, and he says that it's because the right wing of the government, the neocons, have control of those machines. And, of course, they threw it to Hillary and McCain, both warmongers who are going to continue what's going on in the Middle East for the New World Order. And that's exactly what happened, John. So it will be interesting to see what will happen in New Hampshire. But at least people aren't waiting anymore. They're not waiting for, whether an elected official jumps in. We're jumping in. It's our government.
Yeah, yeah.
And, John, I'll tell you something. You wouldn't have spoken to me in the past. I would have probably been a Hillary Clinton, liberal. I would have been for gun control because the only thing I thought was, all the criminals have the guns and they're killing us on the street. It wasn't until I awakened about 6 to 8 months ago. And I can't get away from my computer anymore. And so I'm newly educated. I mean, there are people so far ahead of me. And yet I am so involved. I send money. I sent money to this. I sent money to Ron Paul's campaign. Mm-hmm. I am on the computer. I've gotten more people who are going to vote for him now. And it's all because of the Internet. It doesn't matter what Fox does. I mean...
Yeah, Maureen, yes, it does. Yes, and we cannot say that it does not matter. That makes us feel good for about 4.5 seconds. Yes, it does matter. Maureen, please, let me talk.
I think in the long run.
Maureen, I'm going to talk. I had you pulled down here. Just hang on a second. I'll let you respond. It does matter what the Council on Foreign Relations people in the news medias do. It does matter because think of what you were 6 months ago before you woke up. That's where 98% of this country is. So it does matter what Fox News does. It does matter what CNN spins. It does matter what is being received by the American population because they're not even at the new spot that you're in. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know where the statistic, 98% of the people are not awakened, but I'll tell you this. Here's another thing, and I know you don't want to talk about 9/11, but Benjamin Fulford, who wrote from Japan, he was on another network today, and on NHK, which is a national, goes nationwide television station in Japan, for 40 minutes, the opposition questioned the prime minister about 9/11 and what, if any, involvement Japan had in the financing of it. He is going to be putting up on his website this weekend an English version of it, and that website is BenjaminFulford.com. Now, when people from all
Marine,
over the world,
when we get back, Marine, when we get back from the break, I'm only going to give you 60 more seconds. Okay? So whatever, I'm serious because you occupied here about 10 minutes. Okay? And I've got to be fair. I've got a guest coming on next hour. I've got callers remaining. So when we get back, you're going to have 60 seconds to do your summation. I've been fair. We'll be right back.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com, or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Marine, 60 seconds.
Yeah.
60 seconds.
Well, you know, Greg Paul Roberts today said that he felt that they were unraveling. He also said, though, when this person asked him what to buy, you know, thinking of an investment, he said, buy guns. So, you know, if it's not going to be the ballot box, John, then it's going to be the cartridge box. I'm almost positive of it.
Well,
and
yeah.
I don't want to see it go that way.
Well, and Maureen, let me go back to an early statement I made. Let's say that 98% of the population out there is, as I say, dumb as a box of rocks. And those are real conservative numbers. They're in actuality probably higher.
Well,
but
I wish, yeah.
Maureen, please. You've listened to me long enough to know that when I'm in mid-sentence here, let me go, because my cheese slides off my cracker if I can't complete my thought. All right.
Okay, well, you have a good day, John.
Vince in Montana. Vince, help me out here.
Hey, man, nobody ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American people. P.T. Barnum said that. You're right. It might not be 98. It's about 8% of the people are clued into the Internet and talk radio, and the rest of them are just clueless sheep. They rely on it. They're wage slaves. They're so indebted that they can't raise their heads to find out the truth. They're just happy shuffling along. You're right on the money. She's got newbie enthusiasm, and that's great, but those of us that have been around know that it's a long battle, and we're basically on the short end of the stick, fighting our way back.
Right.
As far as this recount goes, yesterday I was all in favor of it, but you know what? I'm not afraid to say I might have been wrong. And it looks like this was already tried before in 2004. Nader demanded a recount.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I put up some information about how Princeton University has done extensive tests on the Diebold machines, and they are easily changeable with either card or flash memory input, but it's also easily changeable back.
Mm-hmm.
There is no control over the ballot chain of custody since that election, and they learned from the NATO recount that when only 11 districts were counted, that it was highly questionable and nothing showed up. So what Nader's recount ended up doing was validating the machines. What has to happen on with this election fraud is you have to monitor those machines carefully, and you have to check them exactly before the election starts. You have to have super reliable people check them before the election starts and monitor them through the election process, allowing no one to touch them, and then immediately put them into the custody of someone who's reliable. Well, obviously, the machines were made to be tampered with, and they need to be thrown out like Colorado and California have. But to go after the New Hampshire chain of command right now is, quite frankly, a waste of money. As much as I want integrity in elections,
right,
it's not going to prove anything.
All right. Hey, Vince, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Brent in South Carolina, I'll take you after the top of the hour, and we've got Robbie Noel coming up with some financial news. And it ain't real good, folks, but, you know, hey, we've been the purveyors of bad news before, right? Well, sometimes, Maureen, after dealing with the bad news for 14 years and seeing people running around with rose-colored glasses on, it has a little tendency to get me a little upset and unraveled. If that upsets any of you listeners out there, I'm sorry that you're upset. We'll be right back, hour two, on this Friday of the National Intel Report.